Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of fintech. Get ready for a deep dive into the world of compliance.
Compliance? Exciting. I thought it was all, you know, red tape and rules. But this PMense article, Compliance Moved from Cost Center to Growth Engine in 2024, totally flipped the script.
Flipped it like a perfectly cooked pancake. This isn't your grandma's compliance anymore. It's not just about avoiding penalties. It's about building trust, boosting efficiency, and even making customers happier.
So, how did this magical transformation happen? Did compliance fairies sprinkle magic dust everywhere?
Ha, not quite. It's all about risk-based frameworks. Think laser focus. Instead of spreading resources thin, companies are using data analytics and AI to pinpoint the biggest risks.
Got it. Work smarter, not harder. Like using a smart oven instead of constantly checking a cake.
Precisely. And it's not just about identifying risks. It's about integrating compliance into every part of the business. No more silos. Everyone's on the same page, from the CEO to the intern.
I see. Interesting. So, compliance is like the secret ingredient that makes everything work smoothly and deliciously.
Exactly. And the article mentions third-party relationships. With all these fintech partnerships, a weak link can spoil the whole pot. So sophisticated tools are needed to manage those risks.
Makes sense. One bad apple and the whole batch goes bad, right?
Right. The PMense piece emphasizes that companies with strong compliance aren't just avoiding trouble. They're attracting investors and partners. It's a competitive advantage.
So compliance is like the perfect seasoning. It enhances the flavor and makes everything more appealing.
You got it. And speaking of appealing, this other article about digital wallets going global is a perfect side dish to our main course.
Oh, tell me more. Are we talking Apple Pay, Google Wallet?
The whole shebang. A PMense intelligence report found that digital wallet awareness is high, but usage varies across countries. For instance, Brazilians prefer Google Wallet over Apple, unlike other countries.
Fascinating. Like different cultures prefer different spices.
Exactly. The report stresses going beyond payments, digital identity, loyalty programs, and tailoring to local needs. Personalization is key, just like adjusting a recipe for different tastes.
I see. Interesting. So whether it's compliance or digital wallets, it's about adapting to the local palate, so to speak.
Absolutely. And that's the recipe for success in today's global market. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.